the larger picture is the living water. Why don't people just get into experimenting with this on their own, not just on their physical bodies, but Ion told me the other day to take the RNA drops and transfer them into a clear glass bottle. I have clear glass dropper bottles. I poured it in, and they said, just wash it for 24 hours. And I knew this from the factory, like when, you know, they've got these huge drums of the RNA drops, and what settles out to the bottom is this white substance, and that's what we have labeled and called the white stone. That's little mini eye blocks. You have eye blocks in your home right now that are purifying your body. So this is a new creation that we have. The iCell patent, it's been set aside while we're waiting for the microscopy pictures of the iCell. But anybody can see these with their naked eye right now, this white substance at the bottom of your bottle. It'll be in layers, stratified layers in your clear bottle. There'll be the white at the bottom. In the middle layer is kind of a beige, and the top is like brownish purple. And each layer has a different pH. So what I'm telling you about different pHs, this white substance, you try to grow some barley spouts and squeeze out the liquid, you will never come up with the white stone or changes in pH or anything that is going on here. This is truly something that is unique.
Unless you're working with Ion.
Yeah, unless, of course. You know, people will say, oh, I forgot to shake it. It'll kind of clump up in the bottom. And I tell people to take a chopstick and stir it up and stir it within. It's something that's quite remarkable, unique, patentable.
And it wasn't there at the beginning. That white eye blocks, they took a year or so for them to show up before they would start dropping to the bottom.
In the beginning, the eye cells were there, but microscopically. Now they're observable, and I think Ion said, well, you know, you kept saying you couldn't see it, so there you go.
Didn't Ion say that was also you could find those grains in Renew?
Yes, yes. I think that's where we first sort of talked about it in public, that gritty stuff in Renew. It used to be gritty. We tried pulverizing it, and it really didn't break down, but now the white substance is more like cornstarch. It's gotten very fine.
But at first, you couldn't even break it.
Yeah, and in the factory, I mean, you can imagine how huge this place is with a 400-pound eye block for each generation, and a sample of everything that's ever been created has been kept so that when the documentation, and as I've said before, this is what the good manufacturing practices means, is you can document where you came from, you know, right from the origins of your product. So we've got samples and microscopic slides and all this to show the progression of this incredible thing. But even from the beginning, people were describing their amazing experiences. And I think why I'm interested in talking about it right now is Ion keeps saying that we've passed the 107th generation, 108 and on, everything changes. So even more things are happening. And, I mean, evidence is we've got a new website, like overnight, snap of the fingers. That is the remarkable shift. It happened right at generation 107 when things were going to change.
And we got a new fulfillment center, which was a special relationship already that allowed it to happen. Otherwise, we would have had to wait in line with a big operation.
Yeah. Things are shifting. Things are changing. And I know on the individual level, we have people who email us and say, oh, my gosh, I ordered 2 days ago, and my stuff landed on my doorstep in 48 hours. How is that possible? Well, you're part of the experience. You can make that happen. You can make your customs officials turn a blind eye and just wave your products through. You can do whatever you like. You know, I just keep trying to explain to people that the RNA drops and even the Remag, Relight, Realign are kind of side projects that we got involved with because we had begun with creating a water purifier and purified water. And that was because decades ago, Bob and I used a water purifier called a D-Stel that was in the form of a little cement block the size of an ice cube.
It's interesting. We used it for 40 years.
There
in the
go.
Wilderness, and then I showed up to correct it.
We had used it. I'd gotten a formula for it, and then we'd always wanted to recreate it. And when Ion showed up, we got more exact instructions on how to make it seamlessly, but it was to make a 400-pound I-block water purifier. So here we are trying to figure out how to make 400 blocks. So fortunately, we pursued it. People set up a factory to start making the eye block, and they started feeling better and healthier. And the sort of side product of the eye block, which is partly made with barley sprouts, was the liquid from the barley sprouts, which became RNA drops. And yes, it's all documented. Good manufacturing practices are about hygiene and documentation of the process. And that's why we know we've got 108 generations of RNA drops now, and they've taken off like the superstar while we're still working with the iBlock and what we call living water, Axiom water, which won't be too long coming down the pike, where I guess the original intent was to create, you know, clean water and good bread that would sustain people and not have to resort to, quote-unquote, supplements. That's why we call the products completement formulas, because they complete the body and complete our health.
Is there any way that I can find a way to prove beyond the shadow of a living doubt that I have moved from this residual position of a less than state, that I can prove that I was God from the Garden of Eden and I became forth to create in this marvelous ball of wax as it rolled and pitches and yawns and all the 14 degrees of movement that allow me to be able to seamlessly go from world to world to world and have the ability to move in my power. I must have some truth. I must have some documental strength. I must have some slide. I must have some slide that proves that the I cell exists. It's the way I came back to God. I must have the proof. I must have the trademarked mark of the mark, or I'm not going to be God.